traveling on business? Then take us along and stay on track. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously. Coming up.
Coming up on the Money Beat Podcast, Star Wars is back. And what are we talking about? Of course, we're talking about the great economic collapse of the evil Galactic Empire.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line. Now, here's the Money Beat crew.
There are stories about what happened.
It's true.
Oh, yeah, there is a new Star Wars movie in the theaters, and the fans have awakened. Hello, everyone. Paul Vigneault from the Money Beat team here. Yeah, of course. What are we going to talk about today? We're talking about Star Wars. Eric Holm, Phil Izzo with me, and we have a very special guest today, Professor Zachary Feinstein from Washington University in St. Louis. And, Professor, we have you on because, look, this is Money Beat. We talk about economics. We talk about business. And you wrote a paper, and there's a blog post online, folks, on the blog if you want to follow along at home about this. You wrote a paper, Professor, about what I thought was a really interesting thing is, okay, because the question is, you see, if you haven't seen the movie yet, you've at least seen the trailers, right? And you know the Empire is back. How did the Empire come back? They were vanquished. They were done. Luke had killed Vader. The Emperor, everything was over. And now, the Empire. How could the Empire possibly come back? And the answer is, Professor, and I want you to explain this to us, is basically it's economics.
It's exactly economics. So at the end of Episode 6, in the Battle of Endor, the rebels appear to have won. However, they don't have a plan for economic policy after they take power. And what I found was by repudiating the debt of the two Death Stars and just the financial repercussions of this, there would be a systemic crisis. And really, without a bailout of a galactic size of 15 to 20% of the galactic economy, which, just to put that in perspective, I estimated the galactic economy at $6.09 sextillion per year. So this is not small numbers. Right. So without that amount of a bailout, there really would be no economy left. And the rebels, even though they took out a tyrannical, totalitarian regime, would be blamed by the common people.
Yeah, and just to put this in context for folks, you wrote a white paper. You actually went and modeled all this. You are a professor of economics, and you used the actual kind of analyses and processes you would use to model a real crisis. But this was a tongue-in-cheek paper. You're a fan of the movies.
Oh, yeah.
And you wanted to have a little fun with it. And you did it. The paper is great. I love, you know, like references to Bothan spies. And, I mean, you really went deep into it. It was really a lot of fun. Eric Holm is.
Yeah, I was going to say, not only that, you did rely on some previous scholarship as well, it appeared.
Yes. No, this is true research. This is true academic research. I just am a big Star Wars fan, and I realized that by writing about a financial crisis that I foresaw in Star Wars, that I was able to calculate the numbers for, I realized by doing that, this research would truly be disseminated to a much larger audience than a typical academic paper.
Well, I think it was really interesting paper, but there are a lot of assumptions you make in there, right? Like, you know, that the rebels...
Starting with the size of the Death Star.
Phil is one of our best economic minds here, Zachary, so you're in for it now.
But the rebels would, you would assume, you can't base them all on Han Solo. Yes, he was didn't think twice before he went in, but, you know, Leia was a senator. I mean, she had some experience. You'd have to think she knows that she could devalue the currency, possibly.
I think you're mixed. Leia wasn't a senator, wasn't right?
Leia was a senator at the beginning of Episode 4 before it was...
Before Palpatine...
It was dissolved.
Dissolved the Senate, yes.
Of course, she also was a princess. This is a hereditary job, apparently. So we can't quite say that she has this... this thinking process.
Right.
That's true.
Right. They have moxie. They have verve, right?
Yeah.
And that's your whole point, is that they were very good at short-term thinking and you know, enacting this rebellion. But look, long term, they just could not. And would they have even have had the means to do a bailout of that size? That's the real question.
No, and they would not have had the means to do that. So there could have been things that they could have signaled saying, when we take over, we will do X, Y, Z, that could also have mitigated this disaster.
Right.
So then what comes after the financial crisis in the galaxy? I mean, does anybody have to jump into the void? Like, how does the next empire come in?
You'll find out when you go see it. All right. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Money Beat. You can check the full podcast out at wsj.com/podcasts.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.